Okay, I think it's safe now. I can't stay in here much longer because I'm sure they'll be back to search this room eventually, but right now, I just wanted to record something. I just talk about what happened, just in case. I don't know, just in case I don't make it. When that door busted open, first thing I did, I grabbed this recorder and I headed back in the back room, just like Elder told me. And when I got back there, I hid in this large container. There were actually a bunch of these large containers, but I was able to hide in one of them, and they never even came back there. They never even went into the room itself, so I was alright. I was safe. I don't know what went on. There's so much. It boggles my mind. They're not even really good at this whole security thing. I mean, it's crazy. You know, they didn't even search in the back room. They didn't even look for me. It still gets to me. But like I said, I'm not really sure what happened out there. I heard some yelling back and forth. Eldra was yelling too, but I couldn't understand a thing he was saying. It must have been maybe in his native language. I'm not sure, but I didn't hear anything that sounded like physical fighting, though. So, that's a good thing. But again, I was in a container within a room, so I could hardly hear anything at all. But the worst part is, once again, I might just be back to square one here. If they have captured Eldra, and they're on to him for anything at all, any of his planning and all of that, everything he's done for me, and for him, and for all of these other people here that he's trying to save. I'm just afraid it all might be over. But I have to be optimistic here. I need to collect my thoughts. But I know I can't do it here, like I said. I know they're going to be back. The trouble is, just outside that main door there is a wide open courtyard. And if anyone is anywhere around, they'll see me for sure. I mean, there are so many possible eyes on me if I walk out this door. And quite frankly, that's the only way out of here. What's crazy, though, is, you know, with all that noise, I thought for sure they busted this door down. But I don't know. I don't know what happened. It doesn't look like it's damaged at all. So I guess that's good. I guess, you know, it could be swinging open here and then I'd be in a pretty bad situation. But I'm going to check out here. Let me see. Okay, from what I can see, it looks like, let's see, I don't see anyone out there. So I might actually try this. I think I'm going to try to make a run for it. And I think this might be my only chance because it's getting dark. Okay, I'll be right back. Okay, now I'm in what seems to be a utility room. I'm not sure why, but I just decided to go for the gusto, you know, and run for that main large building. I swear, I came within one little millimeter of being spotted, but I made it to safety. And I can't forget that in situations like this, that this is what I'm meant to do here. And God is guiding my actions. You know, ordinarily, I would not have made this. I ran straight from that other building, straight for this large building here, and I just opened up the door. And it's crazy. I mean, he brought me this far, so I am up for whatever it is that I'm meant to do here, including helping Eldra with his plan. If I can find him. I hope I can find him. Okay, I guess I better describe what I saw so far in this main building. Like I said, I came in through this door, and you guessed it, it's unlocked. It's a side door, and it's pretty dark on this side of the building. It looks like what it is. There's this loud machinery around here, too, which you could probably hear. I'm not sure. It seems like it's maybe in the next room or the room next to that, possibly. I don't even know how many rooms are in here, but It worked to my advantage, though, because I didn't have to be as quiet as possible. I could actually come in here, close the door, and nobody heard me. And I never thought I'd say this, but it's great to hear electrical and mechanical noises again. It's just been too long. Okay, so this part here, it seems like there's a large stairwell straight ahead of this room, which I guess is more like a closet, this room here. It's kind of large, I would say maybe it's about 8 by 6. So there's plenty of hiding spaces in here, and I think I'm gonna hide out here for a little while. But judging from the size of this building on the outside, the stairs go up and down. But I'd guess that there's only one floor above me. But below me, I have no idea. I mean, there could be multiple floors. This could go on for many, many stories below ground. I'm not sure. But there are definitely stairs going down. But just trying to collect my thoughts. I know I'm rambling on here. My adrenaline is going a million miles a minute right now, and I am fired up. But I got to be careful of that, you know. I can't decide what I should do first. You know, between finding Eldra or just, I don't know. I guess I need to find Eldra. I guess that's it. That's my plan. I need to find Eldra, because without him, I don't know what to do. You know, he's my man on the inside here. I need him. I can't just go around knocking out, you know, unsuspecting guards like this is some kind of Star Trek episode or something. Eldra says he doesn't want to use violence, so that baffles me, because I don't know how we're going to do this without violence. But to tell you the truth, I wouldn't mind bashing some skulls right now. I guess I should wait. I just wish I knew where to begin. So I think I'm going to give this little recorder a break for a bit. You know, the battery life is not extending itself anytime soon, so I'm going to try to think of what to do. I may do some evasive scouting to get a little bit of a better idea of what I'm up against inside this building. Maybe I'll see how many people are around here. I'll use some of my training and see what I can do, but I will be back when I have a plan. Evan Hideout.